She's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. I'd like to wish all of you a Merry, Merry Christmas. And to let you know, we will be on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Okay, so we'll still be on the air Christmas and New Year's. Some people gotta work. Anyway, please don't drink and drive. The holidays is when we have the most accidents and deaths. And once we have death, that is final. So please don't drink and drive. The ones you kill might be somebody that we love. So, okay? Anyway, the Kawailoa Raceway Park has kids racing, and they are given money as prizes. Folks, pass the word along. Kids cannot receive monetary prize money, because if and when they grow up and get into OIA and all that high school stuff and college stuff, sports, they will be illegal to play because they receive cash in the earlier days. Okay? So, we don't want to see that happen. We don't want something to happen like Kahuku. Okay, so, pass it along. When we were doing the junior dragsters on Oahu, I've told the board, and they changed everything from cash. Instead of giving cash, they gave savings bonds. And I think the outside island is still doing cash. I'm not sure. Yeah, they gotta get away from that, because if and when one of them becomes famous, they're gonna be eliminated. They cannot participate. Okay. Anyway, the other thing I was supposed to talk about is off-road vehicles and what to do with off-road vehicles. Well, number one, I am against off-road vehicles on the islands damaging Hawaii. If you have a racetrack, fine. But not just damaging the land. Okay? If you have a racetrack, then yes, there is special clutches, double disc, triple disc clutches for off-road vehicles. And the gearing for the gearing in the differential also have to be changed. But mostly is in the clutches if it's a standard shift. If it's automatic, I would recommend highly flush those transmissions to AMSOIL automatic transmission oil. Okay? And use, of course, racing fuel or ethanol. I wouldn't recommend a 92 octane gas, because it, for one, is not 92, and you're going to damage your engine. Which, by the way, this month alone, we have seen 4 cars go to the junkyard because of bad octane gas. Okay, more and more you're going to see it now from the gasoline that was allowed to be lowered by the state. the state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane three numbers. So if you read your manual, it says do not run fuel below 87. Okay? And the dealer says, oh yeah, you can run 87. Sure you can. If we have 87. It's posted 87, but its actual octane is 84. Okay? The 89 is 86. So the only grade that is above minimum is the 92. But what about the European cars? Go check your manual, folks. Those of you that have BMWs, Porsches, Mercedes, and all those, check your manual. It says do not run fuel below 91. There is no 91 or 92 in Hawaii. Only 89. So that's where most of your problems are coming from on your European cars. Okay? So, what to do? Put 2 gallons of ethanol per 10 gallons of gas. If you have a 20-gallon tank, put 4 gallons. And this will keep your engine running great with no problems. Okay? So, it's your choice. The fuel has a lot to do. A lot of people with Mercedes and BMWs are pumping 87. Folks, if you cannot afford that vehicle, don't have it. Don't put in the lower octane gas. You're going to damage the engine. Okay? Now, blending pumps are becoming more popular on the mainland. A blending pump is, you can go to a gas station and they sell ethanol. So you can pump in 30% ethanol, 20% ethanol, whatever you want to blend into your gas. Neat, yeah? Don't have to go get all those cans and figure out what is 10%, 20%, or whatever and pour it in. You just dial it in on the pump and pump it in. Something new that's coming up. Now, it's Christmas right around the corner, and we're supposed to be giving away 2 free oil changes donated by Mario Yano, AMSOIL, and AMSOIL filter, up to 6 quarts. But you need to guess the trivia. So, if you want those prizes, you gotta guess the trivia. Okay? Anyway, the gas is a big factor right now. And 4 cars, like I said, went to the junkyard. And one of them asked how much is the engine. An engine would have cost him installed about $6,000. And that was way more than his car was worth. So, anyway, do the math and go check it out. It's December and Christmas, and nice thing to do is take your loved one to Chart House for dinner. Nice place to have dinner. Really, really nice. And the food, excellent, folks. The price, good. Go check it out. Chart House, it's right next to the Ilikai Hotel. Okay? Another caution, that the 5W20 Royal Purple Oil, I wouldn't recommend it right now. We're finding so many people with metal particles in the motor oil. So, if you have it, change it out. But anyway, for your protection, please be careful. Get rid of it. The 5W20 Royal Purple Oil. Okay, so anyway, if you have a question, give me a call at 296-5467, 296-5467. Okay. the rail. I am so dumbfounded about these the mayor and the governor all pushing for rail. Do you realize, or do they realize, if you have access to get a hold of those idiots and let them know about all the loans we have out, the debts, the H3 freeway is not paid. I think it's about like $8 billion. And the sewer, $2.5 billion. A convention center. And several other projects still not paid for. Think, folks. How can you go out and make more loans when you have all this over your head? I don't care if you need it or what. We can't afford it. Plain and simple. What are we going to do? Go check history with Orange County, folks. Orange County tried to claim bankruptcy. And the government said, no, raise the taxes. You want the taxes raised to you? Everybody moved out of Orange County because it was ridiculous. We can't just pack everything in a truck and move off. Okay? So, you know, these leaders, they gotta wake up. We have so much bills that we gotta pay for. Let's clear some bills first. And look at that. They're taking the hurricane fund. What happens if there is a hurricane? Then where are you going to get the money from? I don't know. Beats me. Anyway, if you have a chance, folks, go to my website, www.georgenita.com, and check out Brother Iz. We have something on there by Israel, and it is really great. And I think all of those young people out there need to see it. So go click on that website and go check it out. It's really good. Okay? And the cell phones. If one of your loved ones call you, answer it. Don't leave it for later. There was something that happened on the mainland, and this lady got a call from her son while she was working. And she thought, oh, I'll listen to his message later. What happened was her son got into a bad accident. He didn't know if he's going to make it. He was trying to reach his mom to tell his mom he's sorry for the hassles he gave her and all of that stuff and how much she loved her and all that. Well, he passed away. The mom, when she had time, listened to the message. Well, obviously it was too late. So I say, if you cannot answer the phone for your loved ones, throw that phone away. You don't need it. Okay? Anyway, here's Wanda back. She's on the phone. Okay. We need to tell her that there is 2 oil changes we're going to be given away free for trivia winners, donated by Mario Yano. Wanda, did you get that?
What was that?
We're giving away 2 free oil changes for Christmas, donated by Mario Yano. So if you came in early, you would have heard about it. So I need 2 trivias for Christmas. And not hard ones where they go past Christmas. We're talking about this year Christmas, not next year.
Okay, we have Dee from Honolulu.
Hi, Dee.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Yes, sir. My question, I didn't understand what you were saying about that motor oil. That Royal Purple, was that a good motor oil or else was that a bad motor oil, sir?
Right now, it's a bad motor oil. We had 6 cases where engines got destroyed by the 5W20.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. That's a good, because that was a pretty popular oil.
Yep.
So, okay. That's a real, real good knowledge to know. So, thanks a lot, okay?
Yes. You're welcome.
Is it just the 5W20,
Well, so far, but you know the way it goes, yeah? If one bad, the rest must be bad, so you kind of put taboo on that one until they fix it. So, anyway, I don't want to chance it anymore. I mean, so many people got upset. They lost their engines, they lost their cars, and there was no reply from Royal Purple. I tried several times getting a hold of them, and they just kept sliding me down the hill.
Okay, we have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
I think you got rolling, Bob.
Oh, sorry.
Where's
okay,
Rob?
Okay, we got Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, okay. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I beat Bob.
Yeah.
Good. He deserves it. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Same to you.
George, I wanted to talk about the rail.
Okay.
You know, this past week they did a big vote on the floor about spending. And I watched Nainoa Thompson from the Polynesian Voyaging Society all salty and angry. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never get $300,000. And all I could think of was, oh, what, you care more about that than our whole country going into debt?
Mm-hmm.
Going bankrupt?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm wondering, George, if and when the Republicans take over, because they are in the House, you know,
mm-hmm.
real soon, and they don't want to spend, I just wonder how much money we're going to get from our rail then, yeah?
None.
Yeah. You know, that talk is beginning to circulate around, George. I mean, I don't care if the governor and the mayor, they're, you know, talking the usual, yeah?
Well, you know something, Rob?
Please, yeah, George.
Show me a politician that has a good business mind, and I show you a good flying Hawaiian donkey.
Yeah, I like that one.
Right?
Yeah.
They all know how to raise tax, but make money for us.
Yeah, and the usual whole molly to get voted in, yeah?
Right.
So I am really praying to the good Lord that this thing is just not going to happen.
I hope so.
Talking about the rail, right?
Yep.
It's just the worst timing that could ever happen. And well, then, oh my God, and then I got my... I'm supposed to be living in the Hoi Polloi area of, you know, southeast Honolulu, Georgia, and I got my property assessment. It was over $100,000 less than last year.
Mm.
I looked at that. I went, oh, great. So what does that mean? Of course, they're going to raise the tax, the real estate tax again, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Got to.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, we got to go to a break.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And They're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at QCakesHawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Oh, George, that last call, I was on another subject. Now I'm all worked up on taxes, and, you know what, George, here's the amazing thing. We had a big election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said there's going to be change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did anything change?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, the people moved around.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can follow this now. Let's see, Neil Abercrombie said he was for change and he had fresh ideas, but he was in Congress 20 years, now he's the governor. Now he becomes the governor. What's the first thing he says he's going to do? Bring all the prisoners back to Hawaii and build new prisons to house them because we couldn't afford to house them there. And, oh, and Washington Place needs to be fixed that I guess nobody knew about till yesterday. And Mufi goes back to being in charge of the visitor industry, which has been hurting for years because they can't get new visitors to come to the island because they have no new ideas. So let's put the old guy back in charge there, and let's send the same people back to Congress. And then we sit here going, okay, how come nothing's improving? It's just a vicious circle, George. I don't know what to do.
Well, Bob, if people want change, the only way you can change it is, this is an example I give, okay? If you take your V8 Corvette into the shop to overhaul the engine and the mechanic changes one piston, is that an overhaul?
No, but they tell you it's an overhaul.
Yeah. Now, would the people buy it? No.
No.
So overhaul the government. You got to take out every Tom, Dick, and Harry and change it. Yes, everybody's mentality is, what, the guy doesn't know how to run it. I tell you something. Anybody is better than what we got now.
And you know why, I don't know why the people think that the only people that can run the government are the people in the government.
Mm-hmm.
People have ideas all the time.
That's right.
I mean, George, you and me could run this state, we'd be happy. At least I would be, because the first thing I would do is get a Corvette, government car.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's, I shouldn't say that, because that's not funny. Because I just saw this thing about how California spends like $6 million a month on leases,
mm-hmm,
for government vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's just catching up, and we've been talking about it, and it's catching up. And we had a taste of it last year with the furloughs and everything, but guess what?
We still have furloughs.
We still have furloughs, and they're just closing their eyes to it, and they're just going to do the rail, and they can't afford it. And, you know, Governor Christie in New Jersey canceled their rail when they got more people than we have. He said, we can't afford it. It's not efficient. We're not going to pay for it.
Smart man.
And it was already approved.
Smart man.
And guess what? There's no penalty. Like they keep saying, well, what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
They just saved the money. He said, we got to do other things.
Smart man.
Anyway, on that note, Merry Christmas, everybody. I will be happy the next 3 days, so don't worry. Those people that know me know sometimes after the show I'm worked up for a couple of days. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. Wanda, you have the trivia.
Okay. Is this for just anybody or people who haven't won?
Anybody.
Or? Okay, okay.
This is a Christmas gift.
Okay.
By Mario Yano. You have the paperwork in front of you, and he needs that filled out today. Whoever wins it.
Okay. What was the sequel to the movie Hawaii?
What was the who?
Sequel to the movie Hawaii.
The sequel?
You know, like the next movie.
Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. That's for free oil change, AMSOIL, synthetic oil, and AMSOIL filter, up to 6 quarts. So those of you who have more than 6 quarts in your European car, you're out of luck. Okay? So, Mario Yano is donating the free oil change. It's completely free. Okay? But you don't have to do it today. We need all the info and have it all set up for the next time you want to do the oil change. It's free. Okay? 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay. Who's on the phone? Oh. Are you you okay?
Okay, we have...
Can you hear me?
Leah from Waikiki.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Yourself?
I have the answer to the trivia question about the sequel to Hawaii.
The sequel to Hawaii?
Yeah.
What is it?
The movie was The Hawaiians with Charlton Heston.
Yay, she got it.
Whoa, you won the oil. Congratulations.
You should see it. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie.
It is, I know.
Yeah, you got to watch it. You got to watch for it on TV, though, because I don't think it's on DVD yet.
Okay. Give Wanda all your info.
Okay.
Because Mario's going to need all that, like the car and color of your hair and all that.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Good job. Good show. Thanks.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Shucks, I had the answer.
Hey, see? You got to be quick with the fingers.
Yeah, a couple comments. One, I need to know if you have an opinion on this article on Stone Ridge Towing for Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of confused because I feel they're doing a good job. I mean, I see the towing cars all over the place, but apparently they want to replace them with another bid.
Yeah, that to me is my opinion. It's a lot of politics.
Yeah. So, because if they're going to give them a new contract, give them a new contract. You
know? That's right.
Yeah. On your off-road vehicles, I agree with you. Do not tear up the land.
That's right.
But I also feel that if you're buying an off-road vehicle and you're not using it for its purpose, be extra careful on the highway because it usually is a high center of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
The chances of flipping over...
Very easy.
Very easy. And you may think it's a status symbol to have an off-road vehicle, but if you have your family in the car and it's raining at night or something like that...
It'll flip.
Yeah.
Easily.
Now, you said something about kids cannot win money when they race, and it would make it hard for them to go to the mainland. What's the story there? I want kids to go to the mainland and become famous.
They can, but if somebody comes up with some evidence that these kids were receiving cash money for participating in any event, they become illegal.
Okay.
So that's why when I did the junior drag racing, I told the board, no cash. Give them savings bonds.
Yeah, or some other incentive parts or stuff for their cars.
Yeah, but no money.
Yeah. Well, we're still trying to get these kids to get to the mainland and become famous.
Oh, yeah. See, but you see, if they receive cash and somebody took pictures of it and they went to the mainland and that person went up there and said, hey, this kid is illegal, here's the papers... That's wrong.
Yep. Well, okay. Happy holidays, and next Sunday, we'll be listening next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I'll be here.
Holiday or not.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Mario calling from his cell phone, I guess.
Hey, Mario.
Hey. George, this town car that I have, he was a special model, and they put 16-inch tires on the rims. Now, I know for a fact the rest of their models have 15-inch tires. Did they put a 16-inch tire on a 15-inch rim? And can I change from 16-inch to 15 to save gas?
How did they put a 16-inch tire on a 15-inch rim?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. When I got the car and I looked it up under the internet, it said this particular model, this touring model, they put 16-inch tires. Does that mean that the rims have to be 16-inch for them to
yes.
put up 16-inch tires?
Right. It has to be 16 for 16.
Now, if I change the 16s and get 15-inch rims, will I save gas?
No.
No, huh?
Mm-mm. It's the weight.
I see.
You know, in racing,
uh-huh.
we used to scale the tires
uh-huh.
and scale the wheels.
Uh-huh.
And what I did, well, now that I'm not racing, I can tell people. And NHRA didn't catch me at it, and it was kind of a spooky thing to do. But I put my wheel, the rim, on a lathe, and I sanded it down and made it thinner. So I got a little lighter. So I got a little quicker reaction time off the starting line.
Okay. So basically I should find rims that are lighter then.
Exactly.
And do you think I'll save gas?
What's that?
Will I save gas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, break time.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George and Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And Wanda, you have the second trivia for today?
Okay. What is the Japanese word for reef slippers?
What? For rip slippers?
Reef.
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 R-E-E-F.
Oh, wow. Okay. If you think you got the answer, give us a call at 296-5467. And that is for free oil change, AMSOIL synthetic oil, donated by Mario Yano, and up to 6 quarts of synthetic oil with the filter. Okay? That's for Christmas, your Christmas prize. Anyway, let's move along. Brakes, on the brakes. Lots of people are going with drilled rotors. That's rotors with holes in them. The disc brake rotor. It's better for brake life. Better for stopping. Especially for those of you that live on a hill. And those people that ride the brakes on the freeway. And for those of you who don't know what is riding the brake, is putting a foot on the brake and stepping on the gas at the same time. Why they do that, I don't know. And you see it. You're following behind the guy got his brake lights on and he's going 50 miles an hour. Anyway, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, first one calling in, Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, George. The answer to trivia, is it tubbies?
Hey, George, what's the answer?
Yeah, tubbies. Wrong answer.
That's the right answer.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because yeah. We use that when we go torching. The little black thing you slip on, and then they're like tennis shoes, but they're tubbies. Is that it?
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, George, can I add a little comment to that article you're saying about the mayor wants to bring back all these prisoners?
Mm.
The reason we shipped them up there in the first place because the American Civil Liberties Union sued the state because of the living conditions. They had a picture in a paper where the tree to a cell, and the guy had the mattress on the floor. He was sleeping on the floor.
Hmm.
So for humanity conditions, we shipped them off to the mainland for better living conditions. Now we're going to bring them back. We're going to build a prison. People always say, "Not in my backyard." And where's the money going to go to support these facilities?
That's a good question.
Yeah, where's the money? We don't have money. Thousand something.
I don't know if you can remember way back. But way back, they said, don't break the law because you go to jail, you're going to eat bread and water.
Well, the same like the saying is, you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come the prisoners get better life than the homeless?
That's true, George. I used to work for a company, and I used to go to the kitchen, repair the commercial cooking equipment in there, in Hobart.
Yeah.
And then the guy always, I used to like go to Halawa, because the guy said, "Hey, bro, you like to eat?" They used to make me chopstick, shrimp curry, just about 3:30 in the afternoon. I liked going up there, because, and you hear, they never complain about food, because they have good food. And your tax money and mine is paying for that, and they eat better than, I would say, maybe 80% of the people in the state of Hawaii.
You're right.
Yeah. There's always, and then they waste food, too, because one time I was at OCCC, and I was working on a dishwasher, and the guy says, I asked the guy, what you guys going to do with all the food? They were bringing it. They were dumping me in a 55-gallon drum. So I told him, I wanted the hot dogs for my dog. So he gave it to me because there's no leftovers. Next day is a new menu.
Hmm.
So our tax money is going into that 55-gallon drum for the pig man. See?
You notice how the prisoners are big and fat?
Yeah, but George, okay, where is, I'm all for bringing them back because they're a family. But where are we going to put them?
That's right.
Are we going to cram them in like sardines again?
I don't know. I'm not the governor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do I have to give Wanda any information?
Yes.
Okay.
She needs all the information so that Mario can put it down.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, who's next?
We got Roy from Moanalua.
Hey, Roy.
Well, I guess you're not there. But he wanted the trivia, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
We have Wayne from Mililani.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, George. I wanted to answer the trivia, but since the other guy got him, I just wanted to know, where are you supposed to pick up AMSOIL oil?
Where can you pick up AMSOIL oil?
I'm on Oahu.
Okay. Try calling Mario Yano. And he should have the whole list of where you can buy it from.
Okay. And you know what? If some place around here is not convenient where he lists them, what other synthetic oils would you recommend?
Because
I just heard you said something about Royal Purple, yeah?
The Royal Purple, right now we're having a little problem with them. The 5W, 5W20, we have several engines with a lot of metal in it, and not just one, but several, about five or six of them.
What other synthetics would be good, or at least?
Because of what happened with this Royal Purple incident, I would go with whatever is guaranteed, and the only oil that will guarantee you with a written seal on the bottle is AMSOIL.
Okay. And you have Mariano's number?
497-7739.
497-7739. George, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Wanda, are you off the phone? She's still on? Oh, okay. Who's next? Wanda?
Okay, we got Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, George. So the AMSOIL, is it a certain weight?
They're all good.
Oh, okay. What do you recommend for a car that's 10 years old?
1030.
1030.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's easy to remember, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. getting back to the Aurelia, yeah, that I have to agree with you that it's just a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like you said, that it won't really cut down on the traffic. I think.
Oh, it will not.
Yeah, I think it only removes like 1 or 2% of the cars.
You see, back in the 70s, when they first formed the neighborhood boards, I was one of the first neighborhood board chairmen for Ala Moana Kaka'ako, and we had a French engineer come in, and he did a study, and it was very interesting. His remark was, he don't recommend rail because you let it be what it is. Because if you take away 100 cars, 100 more will take his place. It's common sense. If everybody is on the rail and they look out the window and they see the freeways wide open, who the heck is going to catch the rail tomorrow and stand in line? You jump in your car and drive.
Do you think maybe the answer might be more buses, and if you work, you get a real cheap rate, or maybe even, you know, almost free, make it really cheap.
I would look at it this way, okay? First of all, how in the world did they get a building permit for Kapolei and Kawailoa? If Hiram Fong Sr. couldn't get an EIS for that area on the other side of the island to develop because it was only a one way in, one way out. How did they get building permits and EIS for Kapolei? Because if there is a tidal wave warning and a tidal wave is coming like in an hour, there is no way the people can evacuate. And that's low land. How did they develop that land? That's why years ago it was only sugarcane. Think about that.
And also, say. I don't know why we just keep putting the Democrats back in for the last 40 years. And, you know, there's no balance like there is now in the United States government. You know, being at the House, being of January, will become Republican. There's like a balance there.
Well, I ran as a Democrat back in 94, and the Democrats told me my thinking is not like them, so they put me outside in the hall.
Yeah, it's time for the politicians to be serving the people instead of us serving them.
They don't understand that. But everybody forgets there is still Heavenly Father that is watching.
Yeah, that's right. George, where's this gas station, the one you said that they have ethanol?
There's no gas station.
Oh, is there going to be one?
Nope.
Soon? Never.
I don't think so.
Happen.
We're trying to do it, but it's really hard.
Because they're trying to stop you from doing it.
Yep.
But if you could put one on, you know, in here someplace.
Well,
and it would be great for us.
The seven investors that we had come in wanted to invest into the project and sell it. They have no intentions of the future of Hawaii. So, we're looking for investors that are thinking about the future of Hawaii.
Just keep on looking, maybe you.
We're still working.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, George.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry
Christmas. Okay, who's next?
We have Adam from Mililani.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, George. I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who do you recommend for wheel alignment?
Island brake and alignment.
Brake. And what about towing? Who do you recommend?
Towing. Storm towing?
Who?
Storm.
Wait, can you spell it? I don't understand you.
Storm. You know, like storm, hurricane storm? Storm towing.
S-T?
S-T-O-R-M.
Oh, okay, now I got him.
Yeah.
Okay, now what about thinking?
Pro Tent Hawaii.
Okay. Okay, George.
Okay?
Thank you, Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Okay. Wanda's still on the phone. Well, we're busy today.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika. She's real fine, my boy.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Damien Farias on the line.
Hey, Dinosaur.
Hey, how's it?
I've listened to your active show today, a lot of calls. I just want to make a comment on a couple of things. You told me not to shut up when I said too much. I don't know if you saw or you heard about this guy by the name of Akinoi Ito.
Who?
Akinoi Ito. He's from Japan.
Uh-huh.
He invented a machine that will convert plastic into oil.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
And he's making from that oil he's collecting gasoline, kerosene, and diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And it, when you watch it, you saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
He puts all this trash, plastic forks, cups, trash bags, styrofoam, everything, like a blender.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out in fuel. Why doesn't somebody like that, with all the trash they're talking about, getting rid of plastic bags and all the styrofoam that ends up in the junk pile, why doesn't somebody come up and develop that system right here?
Oh, yeah.
So much oil.
That's right.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, you mentioned about drag racing, I mean the kids racing and getting money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing behind that is once you accept money for participating in any sport, you're considered a professional.
That's right.
That's why one of the greatest golfers ever was this guy, Bobby Jones, who won the Grand Slam of golf, which is something nobody has ever duplicated. And he never, ever accepted any money, and he wanted to keep his amateur standing. So the greatest golfer ever never got paid for any golf tournaments he won. And it's because he didn't want to be classified as a pro.
Mm.
And then you were talking about the rail, and this is just not the rail, but there's a lot of things that goes on in Hawaii. And one of the guys mentioned, why do we keep sending Democrats back? You know, we're the only state that have control by the Democrats, and there's no Republicans or Libertarians or Independents in there. If you trace the money, it's all payback. It's
yeah.
been payback for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
The union.
Follow the money.
The unions are the only ones that are really benefiting from all that's going on in our federal government. I mean, our local government. And in many cases, in federal government.
Mm-hmm.
While the public sector employment has gone down considerably, the private sector, rather, the public sector has grown by 800,000 jobs. And who is that? Federal government, state government, county government.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when you look at the taxes, I mean, when you look at earnings, public workers make twice what the private sector people earn. And that's why our government costs are so high also.
Mm-hmm. That's the union.
Yep. It's all the unions. And then, and most of them, I understand, nationwide, not just in Hawaii, a lot of the rank-and-file people are really upset with the higher-ups in the union for spending the kind of money they're spending in elections. So
I that's why I always said you have to run for governor.
No. You know, like you mentioned just a few minutes ago, I tried. Not for governor. I tried to run for office as a Democrat years ago. In fact, I can show you an article almost after each thing that appeared in the newspaper. Like you, I wasn't accepted because my ideas weren't consistent with the Democratic ideas.
That's right.
And I wasn't a Republican. And after that, I did some study. If I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. What am I? And I looked at the test, and it said that I'm a Libertarian. I believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, if you don't go along with their ideas, they won't let you in.
That's right.
It's like a sorority and a fraternity.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the dues, you can't get in.
That's right.
So I got more we could talk about. And then about the prison, one last thing. We can't afford to build a prison, that's right. We got a senator that keeps bringing a lot of pork back to us.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you a couple websites. One is in Arizona where there are over 2,000 acres with about 3,500 airplanes sitting there in a mothball fleet, all military, all planes that we paid for with our tax money, sitting in a mothball fleet.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
I know. Thanks, Damien.
Okay, sure, George.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Hi, Nita. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
I'm bringing up this Cole Brennan incident. You found out any solution to why the car crossed the center line, like the chicken crossed the line?
No. I didn't do the case on that.
because she wasn't on drugs or alcohol. I believe they were involved in a heated argument, and she just intentionally crossed the center line and crashed it on with the doctor's car.
Try think about this. Maybe they were having sex.
No.
My son, Todd, saw some people weaving on the freeway going up towards Kaimuki, and they were having sex. That's why they were weaving all over. Could have been.
And what? I hope she got insurance to pay that doctor's bill, because they get an enormous bill for that doctor.
I don't know on that one. We'll never know.
And every company, Cheney Nakai, he's going to sign his, all his bills at Washington Place instead of the governor's office.
That's wrong.
Well, Abrikam, it's a change. And I can see the handwriting on the wall. He's going to legalize gambling, same-sex marriage, marijuana, and whatever. And the anointed one's wife coming down this evening.
Okay.
For how you don't know the anointed one, the Messiah, Obama.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Anyway, just announcement to let you know, we will be broadcasting live next week, Saturday, Christmas, and also New Year's. We have no day off. So, Chaz, you got to work. Sorry about that.
We're going to automate it.
We're going to automate it?
Oh, only George is going to show up.
Oh, okay. But anyway, folks, please don't drink and drive. Listen to my PSA on went to a party, Mom. We don't want that happening. Please instruct your children not to drink and drive. Okay? Let's try to make it a safe Christmas and New Year's this year. So, anyway, I guess that's time's up. So, one last thing. If you buy new tires, I recommend rebalancing the tire after 1,000 miles, because they do change the balance. Okay? Rebalance tires after you put them on new tires. Okay? Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making it a great show, because they're the ones that makes the show. I know a lot of you got carried away with what's happening, but anyway, try to take care of each other and try to make Hawaii like it used to be back in the 50s, where neighbors help neighbors. Take care of your children, and please answer that phone when they call. Till next week, aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR. AM 690 KHNR Honolulu.